Hey, it's your boy JC with the Dream 10X podcast. It's been about a year since we've pushed out any new content, and we're about to get it going again, boy. We're looking at, for the new year, for 2025, we're looking at doing 52 new podcasts. So one a week, one for each week of the year for 2025, probably maybe a little bit more starting now. And what I'd like to focus on is just reading books. I got a ton of books here in my basement that I got to read through, and I haven't even picked them up. I just keep buying books, but I don't read them. So I got a pipeline of books I want to get through, and I want to do a book report on each book. Now, previously, the last 2 years that we actually did Dream 10X, it was taking Dr. Capel and I about 8 hours to get a podcast out. But 8 man hours between the two of us to get a podcast out. And I know you guys are looking at our stuff and like, what? That took 8 hours, what you guys are doing? Yeah, it took it 8 hours. You gotta break out the audio from the video, and then you gotta write a blog post, and then you gotta get all the artifacts out on the cloud, and then you gotta push it all out, and then you gotta do the social media and hope people see it and read it, whatever. That's a lot of work. So I had at least 3 interviews with Amazon at one point, and I never got a job from them. But one of the interviews I had, the interviewer asked me, "Name one thing that you've automated," and that hit me deep because I couldn't think of a thing that I ever automated before. These are software jobs, right? And as a software engineer, that hit me deep because I hadn't really thought at that point. I hadn't really thought about automation. It was mostly about, you know, creating some application, which I guess is an automated thing, and I could have spun it that way, but I fell flat on my face, didn't get the job offer, whatever, but that really stuck with me. So since then I've always like tried to think about what I'm doing and how I could streamline that and automate it and make it easier, you know, doing on a computer. Like, how can I do something to make that process that I'm doing with my fingers on like a keyboard, how can I make that so I don't have to do that anymore? So, given that it takes 8 hours for us to get out a podcast episode, I thought, let me build a pipeline that automates the majority of the process of the stuff that we do manually, because all of that stuff is just manual grunt work that should be easy to automate. Let me see if I can automate that and make it easier. And so in order to do 52 episodes in a year, that's a lot of work if you're not automating. So hopefully this automation pipeline that I'm building, that I'm playing around with building, will make that whole process easier. And really looking forward to 2025. I'm looking forward to the winter. It's November right now. I'm gonna do some indoor rowing. I'm gonna use Viking Rose. I got my Viking Rose helmet on, so I'm ready for that. I'm gonna be ergoning this thing. So check out vikingrose.com if you wanna do some indoor rowing with me this winter. But this podcast is going to be the start of this new 52 episode thing that we're trying to do with Dream 10X, and Dr. Capel is going to be on here with me in subsequent episodes. But I just wanted to share a little bit about this pipeline that I'm building. I'm kind of proud of it. It's kind of cool. Using some machine learning tools in there as well, and helping to summarize and write some of the blog content for us to make that take away some of that heavy lifting that we do there and to make it easier. So I just wanted to use this episode to share a little bit what I'm doing behind the scenes, show how the sausage is being made. Maybe you don't care about the tech piece of that. I love this stuff, so I just thought I would share a little bit about it. I'm gonna do a little screen share here and talk you through kind of how it works right now, and use that to get this episode out into the cloud and see how quickly I can do it after the video. So the whole idea is, you just video your blog, your vlog and whatever. The pipeline will then take that video, create a podcast out of it, publish your video automatically to YouTube, embed all of that in a blog post, and push that blog post out to the Dream 10X website automatically. And hopefully it'll take that 8 hours and shrink it down to hopefully minutes instead of the 8 hours. I think that would be really freaking cool. So let's see how it goes. Okay, so here's my Visual Studio Code project showing the Python scripts that
contain the that make up the services that contain that compose the pipeline, and here's our Kafka service that runs the topic that these services, these Python services, will connect to and listen for specific messages to come across on that topic. And when they get a message intended for them, they're going to process them. So here is the producer that puts the initial message on the Kafka topic. And that's the video that we want it to process. And that is specified in that message there, EP65 directory, in that MOV file, which is a video that was recorded. And then there's some metadata here that we want to associate with that video, and that composes the message that we're going to put on the queue, the topic, and the Python services are going to process that message in a pipeline or workflow, resulting in a YouTube video with captions getting posted to the Dream 10X YouTube channel, as well as a new blog post that's completely automatically generated just from the video alone. So there's a lot of machine learning tools that are used in the process. The content management system is just a Jekyll static website generator. It's great because there's no database or anything involved. It's just static HTML that we can generate using Markdown and Jekyll and a simple what are those templates? Jinja templates. So we just put a message on the queue here. We're going to kick this process off and start the timer and see if it can complete in less than 8 hours. It's going to complete far less faster than 8 hours. So the first service is already done. You can see the output being generated in this far right corner box where the MP3 file gets split out from the movie file and written to disk. So now we have our audio that will be used and sent out to the S3 bucket and subsequent services to be our podcast. And then from that MP3 file, the next service is the captioning service, and it's going to use the OpenAI Whisper model to rip through that audio and extract the words that are being spoken from that audio file to generate a standard SRT caption file. And so that process takes a few minutes to run. I might fast forward a little bit here in a second. I'll just keep talking a little bit. And okay, so there you see the SRT file just getting generated. And here's the contents of the SRT file. So it's the text and the timing and the audio file in which the text was spoken. So we can then take that SRT and use FFmpeg to magically meld that caption file with the pre-existing video file to create a new video file with captions in it, and that's the one that we're going to push out to the YouTube channel. And so I've always wanted to include captions in our videos at Dream 10X, but I wasn't quite sure how to do it. So I finally figured that out, and we've automated that whole process using FFmpeg, and I'm really happy with it. You can even control the font size and font color of those captions using FFmpeg, and that's pretty neat. And here with FFmpeg, you can even see what your video capture device was. Here you can tell that I used my iPad to capture the video that I'm processing here. So the step that's taking place right now is the generation of that new video file with the caption embedded in it. And again, this takes a little bit of time to write all of that data out. And then after this is done, the next step is going to be the summarizer service. And that takes even longer to run. That, I think that probably takes about 10 or 15 minutes to run. It uses Llama CPP and Python and a Dolphin model to basically ask two prompts of the model. Here we see this service being done, completed, and now it's moved on to the summarizer service. And those two prompts are basically take the SRT file the content of that SRT, the captions, take all the text that was discerned from the video and summarize that in 500 characters or less. And then write out 5 key takeaways from that text. And so you see me highlighting the hugging face dolphin model that's used. If I can bring up the Visual Studio Code just to show a little bit of those two prompts and how that Python code asks those two prompts of the model. And interesting to see how if you look at the center of the screen, the top, you see the CPU, all of the 32 cores in the CPU are getting absolutely pegged while this model is being run. And it's not an insignificant machine. It's a 64 gigs of RAM, 32 cores, AMD processor, GPU. It's not an insignificant machine, but this process really pegs all the CPU cores. I was just showing the processed video with the captions in it, so that's done, and that artifact is written to the directory there as well. And so I'll probably fast forward through this process of summarizing because it takes a while, but that was the raw text extracted from the captions file, and that's what's actually being summarized by the dolphin model right now, and that's what's actually pegging the CPU. Look at that, all 32 cores are just absolutely slammed right now. So we're at minute 4 and we still have 3 or 4 more services to get through, and there I'm just highlighting the model general name of what's being used, just anybody's curious. So we'll just fast forward through this right now. Blah, 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 blah. Okay, so we fast forward a few minutes here, and now you can see the CPU usage has gone slack there for a little bit. That's because we finished the first prompt, and now we're on to the second prompt again, which is just asking the model to write out 5 key takeaways from that text that it sent. So we've got a little bit of slack now, and then boom, it's asking another question, and all of our CPU cores are going to get pegged again. Okay, fast forwarding again, we are wrapping up our summarization at 15 minutes, almost 16 minutes, and now the next step is to send the content, the media, the video with the captions up to our YouTube channel. And that takes just a minute or two, or just a few seconds actually, to upload. And we should see that done here pretty soon. And now it's just about done. And now we're done. And so I'm going to refresh the YouTube channel. And you can see that the video has been uploaded and is now being processed by YouTube. So yay, we got that working. That is sweet. That's huge right there. Just generating that video with captions and getting that uploaded automatically to YouTube. And then finally, now that we have all of the artifacts generated, we just want to take all of that, throw it into a template, send it to our, write it to our Jekyll content management system and have it automatically update our local blog post. And here you see it, episode 65. Podcast automation, all of the text has been summarized or written by a locally running Dolphin model running in Llama CPP, and nothing has been sent out to the web or any kind of external services. It's all been running internally.